Shelby, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
The Center for Southwest Studies has been there for quite a while, and of course, it's fairly well known in the community and probably among KSUT listeners. Certainly those who have visited the community concert hall up at Fort Lewis see the center as it's adjacent right there. What really happens at the Center for Southwest Studies?
Well, one of the things that's unique about the Center of Southwest Studies compared to other institutions similar to it, we actually have a museum gallery. Most institutions, we belong to a Southwest consortium of centers similar to the Center of Southwest Studies, but they don't have an exhibition space. They're just archives and libraries for the most part. And I think that's one of the things that makes us unique. We have a public space. Certainly, we have lots of researchers and scholars, students, faculty who use our collections. And many community members use our collections as well to come and do research. They may be working on a project that involves researching an area where they need to know where some old mines were, for example. In our archives, we have some incredible maps, dating back to the early 1800s, showing where early mines were. So these are really helpful to community members that are out in the field doing research.
It's an archival repository.
It is. It's an incredible repository, and we have almost 4,000 maps.
And also the Delaney Library, which is a pretty amazing collection of books having to do not just with the Southwest, but often with the West as a whole. A lot of it is, of course, very academic in nature, but fascinating for anybody who is interested in subjects of the Southwest.
I think one of the things that is unique about the Delaney Library is the fact that it's circulating. Most special collections libraries, they generally don't circulate because so many times these are very rare books. We do have some that we don't circulate for obvious reasons, but for the most part, you know, anyone from the surrounding community can get a library card and come in and check out books that you might not find just about anywhere else. And most libraries won't carry these kinds of books. So we're always searching for books that focus on the Southwest, the archaeology, anthropology, the history, but also looking at the diversity of the cultures that we have here. So we have a lot of resources for Native American interests, Hispanic interests, as well as Western ranching and agriculture.
And railroads.
And railroads,
mining. And yes, I mean, it's, and archaeology. It's a very well-rounded library. Dr. Shelby Tisdale is the new director of the Center for Southwest Studies at Fort Lewis College in Durango. For the typical member of the public who has a fascination with this subject and maybe hasn't been to the center before, what can they do? How can it benefit them?
Our exhibits. We do have a large collection of fine art as well as Native American pottery, but especially the Durango collection. It's a well-known textile collection that we're constantly adding to. And one of our future plans, we're hoping next year, to have a permanent gallery space where we can showcase our Durango collection, for example, and rotate the collection, because a lot of people will come to see the Durango collection. We don't always have it on exhibit. We also have a phenomenal fine art collection of paintings that we're adding to all the time. It's a growing collection, so we want to highlight that and feature that as well. So we're in a process of putting a five-year plan together right now for our exhibitions. We're looking at exhibitions that focus on food, for example, next year. So we're just now starting to plan out exhibitions that focus specifically on our collections.
You've been in the center only 2 months. Is it too soon to ask for maybe a thumbnail sketch of your vision for where the center could be in a few years, 5 years, 10 years?
What we're doing is really focusing on how to make our collections more accessible through digitization. You know, you'd be able to go on our website and really delve deeply into our collections. You can't really do much of that right now. And also, we're looking at how we can create programming that really involves more of the community and debating some of those issues that aren't so easy to talk about sometimes, you know, environmental issues. And I think those are the kinds of discussions I'd like to have a safe place. That's my vision, is really to have a safe place where we can have discussions, have debates, and maybe we can come up with some common solutions.
The center has a lecture series each summer, and it looks like some of the 2016 series has been scheduled. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
We just completed our schedule, and we've got an exciting variety. One speaker is going to be talking about a movie. Another one will be talking about Nordenskjold, who, of course, we know was out excavating in Mesa Verde and was actually arrested here in Durango.
Indeed.
So the lecture will be a little bit about that story. And Judith Reynolds will be telling that one. And she's written a book about it. So I bet it's just going to be a wonderful
kind of a big
story.
Name, actually, in Four Corners archaeology history.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about this early morning event, 6 a.m., that's coming up this Monday at the center to mark the summer solstice.
We have an architectural feature in our gallery that was incorporated specifically for the summer solstice. And it'll be about 6 o'clock in the morning. And we're just going to, as the sun comes up, it'll shine through the spiral and it will go down the wall. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm very excited.
I've heard there's a pretty good turnout. There's coffee and refreshments for the event.
We'll
people
take
come
care
out.
Of everybody.
It's sort of like a miniature Chimney Rock of alignment there.
And then, just after that, on June 23rd, we have a new exhibit opening, and it's focusing on the Park Service, and it's called Parks, People, and Preservation, Celebrating the Park Service in the Southwest. So we're working on that, and that's going to be a fun exhibit, I think.
Lots ahead for the Center for Southwest Studies.
Yeah.
Dr. Shelby Tisdale is the new executive director of the Center for Southwest Studies at Fort Lewis College. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Tisdale. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I enjoyed this.